Blue Brigham stood on the gravel road, peering out with jaw grinding, temples clicking, and an impatient kick of dust from his leather boot. A luxury sedan sat right in the midst of a gaping hole, where the barbed wire used to line a seamless trail along the outskirts of his property. The driver of the car, strangely enough, was nowhere to be found. And all the way out here, that was saying something. He wondered what a nice car like this was doing out here anyway. His cotton shirt was soaked from the effort of having to corral Leroy, his 2,000-pound steer, back into the fence. A task that had been no easy feat, considering old Leroy was never much at being cooperative, even on a good day. He walked over to the bed of his truck and opened up the built-in toolbox, grabbing the tools he needed to mend the fence. And he wiped the already beating sweat from his brow at the back of his arm, causing his Stetson that shielded his eyes from the midday sun to tilt up at an awkward angle on his head. The car, he noticed, had a flat tire on the front, driver's side, and he figured it must have had a blowout that had caused the car to veer off the road and into his fence. Sure, it happened, but it would have been nice for the guy to stick around and maybe lend a hand running the bull back into the pen, if not helping mend the damage caused to the fence. Before he could finish up, he would need to pull the car out of the way, so he strapped a tether rope to a hook beneath the back bumper, and thanked his lucky stars the car was unlocked for him to get into neutral to pull it with his pickup out of the ditch and back onto the road. He pulled his shirt over his head, and used the sweat-dampened fabric to wipe his forehead and the back of his neck, before tossing it into the open window of the cab of his truck, where his trusty dog, Diesel, lay taking his midday nap. Then, Blue set to work on changing out the damaged tire. About the time the fence was mended, and he was tightening the last lug nut on the spare he found in the car's trunk, Jory Tate, from Tate's Wrecker Service, up in town, pulled up behind Blue's truck. Jory rolled the window down as he pulled the wrecker up to park behind the car, and he gave Blue a nod. "Looks like you got it handled," Jory said. Blue nodded and gave a final tug to tighten the lug nut. Then he stood, wiped the sweat again from his brow, and pulled his hat down to straighten it on his head. "You know who this car belongs to?" Blue asked, strolling up to Jory's window with his long-legged strides. Rocks skidded from where his boots kicked at his path beneath him, and he wiped the dirt from his hands onto the thighs of his jeans, since his shirt was still resting on the front seat of his truck. Probably a makeshift pillow for Diesel by now. Instead of answering, Jory looked over to his passenger seat. That was when Blue saw her. Talk about a kick in the gut. Hers was the last face he ever expected to see. Nobody spoke, but his eyes met hers through the glass of the windshield, and the tension in the air could have been sliced with a pocket knife. She made no move to get out of Jory's wrecker, and that was just as well. Blue raised a hand to tip his hat to Jory. "Have a nice day," he said, and then he turned back to his truck to leave. "Later, Blue. Thanks for changing that tire," Jory called after him. Blue climbed up into the cab of his truck, pulled his door shut, gave Diesel a sideways glance, and turned the key, letting the engine roar to life. He couldn't get out of there fast enough, as far as he was concerned. If she was back in town, it could only mean one thing. Trouble.